Welcome to the very first episode of the Conscious Misfit podcast. There has been a name change. This podcast has been going by We Are Already Free for the first 100 episodes, which is freaking awesome that we reached 100 episodes. Well done, us. And I've been going through this deep process of re-looking at myself, re-looking at what I'm here for, who I'm talking to, and realizing that We Are Already Free is, well, it's beautiful. I love it, of course. And I understand if you're hearing this and going, what, the conscious misfit? What does that even mean? But the reality is that We Are Already Free is kind of like a destination. And I've often said this to guests that to me, it's like a mantra. It's this prayer that I speak in the belief that by repeating that prayer, it brings it manifest into my world more consistently. And at the same time, I've realized that the people who enjoy this podcast the most are really very much like me, and we are the conscious misfits. We are the ones who have never fitted into this psychotic society of ours. And you may know this saying already, but Jiddu Krishnamurti said, "It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society." We are the ones who did not become well adjusted. We may have tried at times, we may have tried to push ourselves into those boxes. I certainly did with all the drinking and partying and trying to like show everyone that I could fit in and be a cool guy within the modern societal context. But it didn't work. It just made me sick. It made me unhappy. It made me just want to get the fuck out of this experience. And so now in my work as a transformational guide and facilitator and yes, podcast host, I realize that I'm really here to support you who are the conscious misfits, those of us who are now navigating some really challenging stories around self-worth, around fear of what others think, low self-esteem at times, all those kinds of things. And yet we have such beautiful gifts to bring through, truly beautiful, whether that's working as sort of awakening creatives, sharing songs or creations, art, writing, etc., or whether we are the heart-centered healers or the intuitive guides that all of us conscious misfits, or maybe the homesteaders, etc., we are needed here, and we are needed here now more than ever. So this podcast is continuing. It will not be on a weekly basis for now. It will be as and when I find incredible guests who really deeply resonate with what I care the most about. And we actually have one coming up at the time of recording, which is within Innate Traditions. So do check out for that one coming soon. And I'm just kind of formulating, forming, and transforming myself live with you as this thing unfolds. I really am so tired of, I've been taking on that story of perfectionism again, which is an old one of mine, and thinking I have to have it all worked out and it needs to be all polished and look a certain way. And on a deeper level, I have been unethical. And I apologize. I deeply apologize to you listening to this because I have been unethical. And it's, I don't blame myself for it, because this is what I've thought was the only way that it had to be done. To be a marketer is to be unethical. But I have discovered that I don't have to be unethical to be a coach or a guide or facilitator or a podcast host. I don't have to try and hook you in with the latest sales pitch, etc., using scarcity and all these things, unless there actually is scarcity, obviously. But in brief, I have come across and connected with an incredible dude named Tad Hargrave, who runs Marketing for Hippies. And I've actually started working for them part-time, doing some video editing and processing, which is awesome. And I'm learning from them, and I'm realizing I just can't speak enough to how much of a relief it is to connect with marketing that is actually human and is beautiful and is about authenticity and connection. And anyone who knows me, anyone who's listened to this podcast, anyone who knows me at all will know that these things are incredibly important to me. But I've really fucking wrestled with how do I make this work in my marketing. And I've spent stupid amounts of money on different coaches and business programs and business communities and And they all said the same thing, which is you just need to hustle and you need to grind and you need to have a good sales call, discovery call, free call thing with people. And then you need to get into their pain and into their desires, and you need to help them to see that clearly so they spend money with you. And again, I'm not saying that these are bad things. I think it's really important that someone knows what their pain really is and someone knows what they really want to get to and someone knows if I can really help them. But the difference is it's not about getting the sale. It's about working out, is this a good fit? And this is what Tad Hargrave from Marketing for Hippies says. Anyway, long story short, I am in the process of reformulating all of this. So I've changed the name of the podcast. I've changed the cover. I've changed the description. All of this may change again very soon, or it may stay as it is for a long time to come. But I'm just liberating myself from the need to be perfect. I'm liberating myself from the need to know exactly what comes next or how this is all going to work. And by doing so, I am returning to my authenticity and to my trust and respect for you, my dear listener, my dear human out there. I am also moving this podcast over to my Patreon page, and it will still be free going out to everyone. Patreon is turning into a platform kind of like social media always could have been, where they're about supporting creators and people who are bringing beautiful things into the world in connecting directly with the people who want to experience those things, whether that is podcasts or music or writing or burlesque photos or whatever the thing is. So I'm in the process of that all unfolding. So yeah, do check the show notes. I'll probably put a few links in there to some fun stuff, but just wanted to drop in and share this short piece. And so what I'm going to be doing going forward, this is the idea I have anyway with The Conscious Misfit, is to share the conversations with my guests, like the upcoming one for Innate Traditions, because they are all conscious misfits too. These are people who have found their own way through this madhouse of a society. They've broken out of the molds and the conditioning and the propaganda of this limiting culture that we've been born into, and they are finding their own ways home, back to their beautiful, wonderful weirdness. Original meaning of the word weird is one who controls fate, just putting it out there. And so what I'm going to do is have these conversations with these guests, and then, and this is an experiment, we'll see how it works, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, but then I'm going to do a what's like a practice episode, so a 15-minute or a very short episode afterwards, where I take one of the powerful takeaways from the guest episode and I kind of coach you on it. I'll take you through some questions, some prompts, some ways to turn this into action in your life so that you, the beautiful conscious misfit that you are, can really start showing up more fully and do the beautiful work in the world that you came here to do, because my God, the world needs us right now. The world needs us free thinkers, us liberated people who have never managed to fit ourselves into the limiting molds of a broken society. We are needed now more than ever. So thank you for being here. I look forward to hearing how this episode lands. I also don't expect to hear from anyone because this is a podcast and I've almost never heard from, well, very rarely have I heard from people on this podcast. And I think that's normal for a podcast, but it does make it a lot harder for me. Anyway, I'm going to quit my complaining here. I'm not complaining. I hope to connect with you is what I'm trying to say. So if you're on Spotify, you can comment on this. Otherwise, feel free to find me at nathanmaingard.com. There is no U in guard, nathanmaingard.com. And that's it. Many blessings on the path. And I don't know what's going to happen. Do I still say, hey, please remember, we are already free, which is what I did at the end of every other podcast. Or maybe I'll just say for now, it's an honor to be a conscious misfit with you on the path. I'll see you again very soon for the next episode. And yeah, thanks for sticking around.